Miss Reba McIntyre's on the phone. Hi, Miss McIntyre. How are you?
Are you talking to my mama?
I'm talking to you, Reba. How are you?
I love you.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you very much. I just found out that it went number one on the Christian and the country charts today. So I am just celebrating. I'm going to be celebrating all day long.
Aww.
I bet.
Well, the new single's Back to God. Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope. What made you want to do this album?
When did I what?
What made you want to do this album?
Well, it really wasn't my idea. It was my manager, who was my manager in 1984, Bill Carter. He was the one that brought it up to me. He said, Reba, I think you need to do a gospel inspirational album. And then Tony Brown, who was my producer since 1990, also brought it up at a different time. So I went to my record label, Nash Icon, and then we teamed up with Capital Christian, and everybody was on board, so excited about it, and that was a year ago, January. And here we are releasing it the third of this month, and everybody seems to be really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to do that album? How long in the studio were you?
We took a long time. It was... You know, usually I go in, I have my songs ready, and we do all the tracking in a week, and then it's, you know, we've got it. But with this album, I was working with Jada Marcus of Rascal Flatts, co-produced with him, and then I co-produced with my musical director, Doug Sizemore, and we would find songs and talk about them and then go in the studio to record. I used my band when Doug and I recorded, and then Jay brought in musicians when we recorded with him. And we just spread it out. We started in March of last year recording, and everybody kind of said, aren't you kind of starting this a little early? If it's not going to be out until February of 2017. I said, I want it to be right. I want to take our time. And it wound up being 20 songs, so I'm so glad we did take our time and then just keep finding the songs that really touched our hearts. That's the ones that we recorded.
Mm-hmm. That's great. This is the first time you've done a Christian album like this, the very first time?
Yeah, it is. I usually leave all that to Susie, my little sister. She's recorded lots of gospel albums. But I've had inspirational songs on my albums, Walk On, Let the Music Lift You Up. It's not anything new. My fans are not surprised. They're not shocked. Like, wow, that's a broad step. And they know my faith is very strong and how much I have relied on my faith in God throughout the years of the things that I've gone through and dealt with, and my appreciation to God on just everyday life. I'm so thankful.
Amen. You know, I'm very excited for the album, and talking to you is unbelievable, because you know my last name is McIntyre and it's spelled the same way, so I always kind of tell people we're related. I hope you're okay with that.
I'm okay with that, absolutely.
And I've read a little rumor that you might be coming back to TV, which I'm hoping and praying that that's the case.
Well, you never know about where we're going to be, and I know we're going to be in Vegas with Brooks and Dunn.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you start that back up.
Well, the thing is, oh, you said TV.
Well, I read something about a Southern gospel TV pilot that might be in the works.
Yes. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
That's okay.
Yes, we're going to be coming back to television. Mark Terry wrote a script.
Yay.
He said I was his muse. And, you know, Mark Terry from Desperate Housewives.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He wrote this script, and it's a one-hour, kind of a dark mystery. Got a little murder in it.
Oh, good.
So sheriff of a small town in a southern state, small town, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to shoot the pilot in March down in Atlanta, and then if ABC says okay, we're going to go to series, then we'll start shooting later in the year.
Wow, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. I wonder if can a man be somebody's muse, or does it have to be a woman?
That's a good question. I think it's anybody, isn't it?
Oh, I understand you are the muse of Brooks and Dunn, so you're good.
Right.
And like she said, their Vegas shows start back up for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was a very hard job of talking them into it. I think they were ready to get back out on the road, back on stage anyway, And we've had the best time together getting to do the show in Vegas. It's just like summer camp for us.
Well, that's great.
Awesome.
Well, Reba, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call us this morning. It's been a real thrill, and good luck with the new record.
Yeah, let me know when the next family reunion is.
We're looking forward to getting to see you guys in the future, and thanks to all your listening audience for loving the music that we've been putting out over the last 40 years. We sure do appreciate your support.
You bet, Reba. Thanks so much.